They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Odds are you're going to hear the president talking about the economy this week.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. President Obama plans to be Mr. Economy this week with a series of speeches on this theme over the next few days. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington, D.C. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
So, Nancy, big topic, the economy. What pieces will the president talk about?
Well, senior White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer sent out a mass email yesterday about this. He says the president is going to talk about rebuilding the economy with a big emphasis on the middle class, while also touching on education, health care, and job security. The first speech will be this Wednesday at Knox College in Illinois. Now, the president spoke there on the economy 8 years ago when he was first elected to the Senate. And the White House released a YouTube video over the weekend blending together clips from the president's past economic speeches. Take a listen.
What's at stake is whether this will be a country where working people can earn enough to raise a family, build a modest savings, own a home, secure their retirement.
So, David, the president's likely to hit on many of these same themes this week.
No doubt. So, Nancy, but why would the president focus on the economy right now?
Well, he's trying to make his economic agenda the frame for the debate coming in just a few months on the debt and the deficit. I know you can't wait. The federal government is expected to bump up against its borrowing limit this fall. Some Republicans say they won't raise the debt ceiling unless spending is cut more. The White House says it's not making any deal like that.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, you've seen those dinner dates to oblivion, both parties sitting at the restaurant table staring at their beloved smartphones. We love those phones, but apparently advertisers still don't fully get it. So Google has a new plan. Starting today, it's forcing advertisers to buy space not just on computer browsers, but also on mobile devices as well. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Google's plan bundles ad packages, so would-be advertisers are basically forced to buy tablet and mobile ads when they buy ad space on Google.
Mobile advertising is actually an unsolved problem.
Carl Howe is a tech analyst with the Yankee Group. He says even the most successful mobile companies are struggling with ads. Demand is sluggish and prices are low.
You have the constraint that you have a very small screen and that the consumer is usually doing something else, like walking down the street.
And does not want to see an ad pop up and cover their street map. Tech consultant Tim Beharin says companies will figure out how to deliver effective ads on mobile devices because that's where all the consumers are going.
But there's no question, mobile will be a viable and very powerful advertising medium over time.
Mobile advertising brings in $3 billion a year and is growing 25% annually. It may grow faster than that if companies follow Google and start forcing advertisers into mobile. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that Apple has asked suppliers for prototypes of larger iPad screens. This could do for tablets what clown shoes did for footwear. Apparently, Apple's also playing with supersizing the screen on the iPhone as well.
Get
get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Learn something about the world by taking a quiz. I know I'm always up for a global challenge. Our quiz master on the Marketplace Morning Report here is Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so pleased to meet today again the grand and tall David Brancaccio. So today's question is about China's next great leap forward. We know that China has been growing at about 10% a year for 30 years, which is a record in human history. So my question, which country's income level is China currently closest to? Is it A, Greece, B, Malaysia, C, Russia, or D, Ecuador?
Okay, per capita. Mm-hmm. So you have to divide that economy
by 1.3 billion, whatever.
A lot
GDP.
Of times. So that's where this gets complicated. Don't you dare tell me, is it Greece?
The Chinese would dream of that, and of course the Greeks feel like they're down at that level, but the 11 million Greeks have an annual per capita income of around $23,000, and that is three times China's level.
All right, so it's Ecuador.
You are correct. The Malaysians, to wrap that up, have double the level of China. Ecuador is right there with its 15 million people. Last time the data were taken, they were like $3 ahead or so of the Chinese. But given that China grows much faster, they are now ahead. The bonus question.
Yes.
What's the next country that China will close in on? And it is one of the BRICS countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
Brazil.
The South Africans are going to be next. Currently, South Africans have a per capita income of $9,400 a year. And the way the Chinese are growing, that'll take them, two, 3 years. And interestingly, we never answered the question on Russia. The Russians also only have a per capita income double the Chinese level at around $15,000 a year. And much of that, as we know, isn't really earned income. It's just digging out all the raw materials they have.
Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist. I'm going to come up with some questions for you one of these days, but thank you.
Well, you can always take me on a world tour.
The man loves his buzzer. We have a repository of Stefan's quizzes on the web where you can cheat on the answers and use the questions to torment your not-as-global-as-you co-workers. A link is at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.